You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the member of my cuddle community, Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Amy, I'm ready to throw some fish around.
All right, let's get it going. We are at the final seven, getting ready for hometowns. But before we get into that, a little bit of Bachelor Nation news. Any guesses as to who is pregnant? There's probably quite a few, but
there's probably
kind of
so
a high
many.
Profile one.
We're in a big Bachelor baby phenomenon right now, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
This that one will just continue like forever.
We've been, you know, probably expecting, but Ashley Iaconetti is pregnant with her first child with Jared Hyben.
Congrats to them. I know that's something that they've really wanted. And Ashley has been open in talking about her fertility journey and, you know, being surprised that it didn't work right away and that it took some effort. I think it's really important when women talk about that because so many of the conversations when it comes to fertility, it happens behind closed doors. And so. So many people face these issues, and so it's kind of nice to hear everyone talk about it more openly now than they ever did. So congrats to them. I'm happy for them.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we ever talked about that they moved back to Rhode Island or where
he's
from.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. So, you know, the pandemic changed a lot of people's plans. So I think it was like something that they wanted to do, but weren't planning to do it for like maybe 5 years. But then with the pandemic, it's like, oh, everything's virtual now. You know, I guess we don't need to be in LA. So,
well, and like Ben always did his side of the podcast from Colorado, and it looked like he was calling in from a landline. So I'm sure they could figure out some technological.
So they improved it a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good for them. New Rhode Island's a great state.
Yeah. All right. So this episode. It's an interesting one. A shocking exit for me. What? How about you?
First off, I'm going to say this is my favorite episode of the season.
Oh, really? Okay.
It moved really quickly. Mm-hmm. I thought the dates were good. Well, fine enough. I thought the chemistry was fun. I thought the ending was really surprising, but.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably one of the most crushing exits for me in a very long time.
Yeah, I was not expecting it. And it's not just because he was on your last remaining draft team member.
Devastating.
So we'll get to that. But it looked like the guys had fresh haircuts as well. So finally, when they're down to seven, I think somebody could, you know, take the time to freshen them up a little bit. And we see Katie talking with Tayshia and Caitlin and saying she didn't have her final four totally set. Did that surprise
Which is a
you?
Surprise because I had her final four totally set, but then she like blew it up in my face. So what do I know?
Right. She didn't follow what we were thinking. So they're at the point where the guys are talking like, well, there's only two guys that haven't had a one-on-one and there's two one-on-one dates this week. So pretty clear. It's going to go right how we expect. Brendan and Mike should get those, right?
Think and hope.
Yeah.
But no, Greg got it. And I wish I could say I was more like heartbroken for one of the other guys. But to be fair, like, I didn't care about the other guys. We don't know them. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason we don't know them.
We don't know Brendan at all. We know Mike a little bit because he's a virgin. So we know that about him. Yeah. And it sounded
like... But I was happy that Greg got it because, like, they obviously very much like each other. And I wanted to see their relationship move forward.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping to hear a little more of the reasoning. I'm sure Caitlin and Tayshia said something to Katie. We just didn't hear what they sort of advised. It was sort of like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. But yeah, at this point, if you know you feel strongly with someone and you want to propel it a little further and get some questions answered and make sure that they want to meet your family and you want to meet their family, whereas these other guys you can't catch up with. And so it essentially becomes like one guy not getting a one-on-one and the other guy just sort of getting like an extended breakup, like a nicer breakup on a date, you know? And I think that happens a lot. You just can't expect to get a one-on-one at this stage that's going to go well for you if you haven't had one already.
Yeah, I would have to agree there. Yeah, I like your point of them kind of wanting to strengthen in that relationship and really make sure like, hey, this is something we want to do, especially because their first date happened so long ago. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of fine with her doing a repeat here. It wasn't like in Aria's season when Lauren B got like one-on-one back-to-back.
Mm-hmm. That was totally insane. And we didn't know Lauren B at all at that point. So this was an interesting date that he got, and he sort of mentioned it.
You mean shit, right?
Yeah, like, oh, well, you get like the hometown dates both times. So he got to go fishing, which he wasn't really into before. And then this was like, let's go back to Tayshia's season when they had the men do like the hometowns around the resort. Only Katie was doing it for Seattle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she had Katie's Place Market throwing around, I think they were fake fish.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. At one point it did look very real and I was like, bleh, bleh.
Yeah.
But and I think Greg was also like, oh my God, this is real.
Right. Chewing gum, putting it on the like the gum wall.
I mean, what poor intern had to do that?
How many sticks of gum did they have to go through to just create this gum wall? And then I don't know, there were flowers there. What else was in Seattle until
the football field?
Oh yeah.
Which was like just a new layer of sod. Right.
Yeah. The one thing though I did see out of Greg is like a smile on this date. He was laughing and it wasn't just really somber. So I think it's good that we got to see that from him because he was even just like looked so upset just to get this date because the other guys were, you know, obviously feeling for the other guys.
Yeah, I like their chemistry this date. They were obviously having a lot of fun. They were really making something out of nothing here. That's for darn sure.
Yeah. We get to the dinner. It's a lot of more just kind of reiterating, like, do you want me to, like, are you excited about this? And he, like, was excited for her to meet his family. He doesn't bring people home to meet mom all that often, but it was something he wanted. So kind of talking around the falling in love with each other. They weren't saying that, but just sort of the excited for the next step. And then this is something we saw in the previews, and I did kind of, like, think this was cool. Like, this was kind of like that movie moment, like, they brought in the rain machine and that was after dinner. Instead of fireworks, you have to go make out in the rain. What did you think?
I thought it was like dumb but cute.
Yeah.
Like Greg was so excited about it.
Yeah. Well, he wants to be an actor, right? So it's like, oh, this is like legit special effects.
Yeah.
Probably something that looks better than it is to experience. I don't know if I would really like want to be in like the downpour, especially if it's pretty cold.
I have to agree.
Yeah. So the guys are anxiously waiting for this group date card because it's down to, you know, Mike or Brendan, at least one of them hoping to get the one-on-one. And it's basically everybody except Mike. So Mike knows that he gets the one-on-one. This is where Brendan is like, okay, what's the point?
Which is, I think, is great on his part. Yeah. I think it's really fantastic that he just went to her room and was like, hey, really? And she's like, you're right. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Because he was even saying something like, you know, we didn't get to talk at this last cocktail party. We didn't get time at the last group date. So it's like, really, why is he there if they haven't talked for 3 weeks? So, I did see like confirmation.
I have never heard his voice before.
Right. I did see confirmation. Like you mentioned, he is a friend of Blake's. They were on the same hockey team, apparently. So was she just keeping around as a favor to Blake, who is in her top four? And it's like, hey, your buddy's still here, because we did see Brendan go say bye to Blake and that's it.
Yeah. And they did like the love you, brother.
Yeah. So maybe it's just like, okay, have someone here that gets along with you. And
that seems absurd, though.
Right. Strange. Yeah, he missed out on the art date. He gets sent home. But yeah, smart. And then I think they like having just guys show up at the room so that they can create that super tease where we see different people knocking on the door. So
yeah. And you could tell she had like just gotten home from her date with Greg too, because her hair was all wet.
yeah. So he says goodbye, and yeah, we never knew you, so it's all right. We get more time to see all the different art that they're doing on this group date. Were you surprised that the artist was actually there when they walk into this courtyard and they're looking at this, what did Blake call it? Flowery with a twist.
I wasn't really that surprised. I was just surprised that Blake didn't clue into him that that was the artist. Like, I feel like it was obvious to me. And he was like, this art's shit. And she was like, oh, it's mine. And he's like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was this date like my favorite of all time? Like, no, but I think she had four.
Yeah.
Four like really fun guys on it. Mm-hmm. Who like had a ball. They didn't take it too seriously, but they weren't like, this is so stupid. Like, why am I here? And I just kind of like vibe with who she has left, honestly.
Yeah. It really was different than a typical final group date, like right before hometowns, where it's like they're all trying to vie for time or throw somebody under the bus, you know.
No, they were just like all having like a fun time, and they were just trying to make Katie laugh. And I thought it was so much fun. Andrew was the absolute star here. Mm-hmm. Like, Amy, I'm devastated. We'll get there, but I'm devastated. He's just like so sweet and so charming and fun and great to be around. And he was so fun on this date. And I think everyone else had a nice time too. And it's just, I'm broken.
Yeah. And sorry, Justin, but I think Andrew had the best painting with the sushi. It was like kind of like abstract-ish, but really clever.
Yeah, like I thought Justin's like rose was good, but I've seen his rose before, and that's not a euphemism. I have, but the rest of it was like a cartoon strip.
Yeah, I liked how Blake was like, okay, the rose looked pretty good, but everything else was like, he painted with his left hand. So, is Justin like a poser? Is he an artist fraud where he just like does paint by number or something? And
no, I just think
knows
he
a
like,
few things.
I think he was just trying to get too much in here.
Mm-hmm.
When really he should have just like, I don't know, painted something cute.
Stuck with what he knows. Because he does try to redeem himself later on, like bringing like a completed painting with butterflies and roses afterwards. So, and then Michael did like, we had two sort of like black box pieces of art. So Michael kind of pulled a Blake, except it was more like Katie's ass, I guess, that he did. And made it really muscular or something. Didn't expect that out of Michael.
No, I didn't either. But again, he's like he's a fun dude. Like, right. These are four fun dudes.
What was on Blake's painting? Because I always thought it was they couldn't even show a sliver of it. It was just a black box.
If I had to guess, it would be P entered B.
Okay. Yeah. So he's not an artist. At first I thought he painted his thing like the canvas black and was
well when
like,
he was doing it he started but then it just turned out something else,
right? So he can't help himself. So and then we get time with each of these guys after, during like the second portion of the date. Andrew did a mini date where he recreated that date with all the lights, and then where he pulled down a card. I know, this was so sweet, where he tells her he's falling for her. Justin, as mentioned, gave her the painting. I'm not really
feeling it. Was a little bit of a boring painting.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling the two of them. I know they just had that. They just had their one-on-one date, but as we talked about last week, there wasn't a ton of chemistry there that we could see, and I wasn't really feeling it this time either. So I thought for sure that he was the one going home. Instead of Andrew.
In no scenario in my dumb little brain did I think Justin was staying.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I didn't even consider it because I was so set on, like, our top four is Greg, Andrew, Michael, and Blake. Like, that has been, since Blake came into the picture, that has very much been who I was expecting.
Right. And then we get Michael. She's talking about how she's thinking of James at every step of the way. And this is where we get that line, "Nobody can love you like I can." From him, and they make out, and he's like reassured that she's ready for this.
I do feel like he's telling the truth in that. Like, I don't think anyone has the capacity to love Katie in like the way that he will.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm being like naive or whatever, but I just feel like his
life experience. And
yeah, he's had such high highs and such low lows that he's just, and he's older and he just has like this depth to him where, like, you know, one of the fun things about Andrew is like how like young and like spirited he feels, where and like him and Katie were having the conversation. It's like, well, if we're together, where are we? Like, where in the world are we? What are we doing? Where with Michael, it feels very much like this is what our life is going to be like. I can see that clear picture.
Right. Like, if I'm putting myself in Katie's shoes, like, I feel like I would be really, it's hard. Like, there's such
drawn different to moving to Austria because me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, totally. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I want this side of things. Where, because when she said, like, well, that if that means we're living in two places, you know, half the year, like one place, half the year another, I'm like, yeah, that sounds exciting. Like, instead of being like
my dream, yeah.
Instead of like, okay, I know I'm going to be like picking up, I want to help and pick out the juice box, but like she said, like that part of that is a dream for her too. So yeah, it's like these different realities that she has to think about as well.
One of the things Ethan had said to me, and I thought this was like incredibly insightful for a guy who like doesn't know what's going on 90% of the time. He said, like, you can tell that Katie has very much thought out what her future is going to look like with each of these guys. What she was seeing with Andrew, it wasn't just like, oh, well, I guess we could live anywhere. No, she was like very much like, if you want to be in football still and like this is a part of it, like I'm happy to do this, and or like let's figure it out. Or with Michael, like you said, like the juice boxes, or you know, every person she was talking to, she had like an idea of what their life would be like together.
Yeah, that's true, except we can't picture what Justin's is because we have no idea about him still. But yeah, that's a really good point, because I remember on Becca Kufrin's season when like she eliminated Jason at the final three, like before Fantasy Suites, I think, because he started talking about his life in Seattle, and she was like, oh my God, I can't see myself there, which is ironic now because it's like he gave up that job and like moved to, you know, where Caitlin is. So, but just like, you'd think about it a little more. Like, it's not just like who you're really attracted to, but what life are you thinking, or, you know, are they willing to like come where you are? So yeah, that's a really good point.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And then this is also where we get what has been teased, Blake saying he's not in love, and like how much of like a, you know, just sort of like a bait.
Like a non-issue.
Because he's like, I can't say, like, I'm not in love right now, but it's effing inevitable. So they leave that out of the preview. We're just like, oh, he said he's not in love, and is this going to be some big like twist here at the final three or whatever? Yeah. Just this like throwaway comment where he's just being upfront and honest. So they're all waiting for the group date rose, and Andrew really thinks he's going to get it, but it goes to Michael. So Michael and Greg are assured for hometowns, and then that means there's only two spots left. And Mike, I think it's Mike P, still has his one-on-one. So they go to the one-on-one, and it is a cuddle session with Cuddle Queen Jean in the woods.
I mean, like, they obviously did this because he's a virgin, and I think that's just honestly pretty darn rude. Like, I think we can just leave him alone. Just leave him alone. If we're, like I said at the beginning of the season, if we're being sex positive, if we're congratulating Katie for openly talking about sex, well, then I think it's necessary to talk about virgins in a way that's not, like, demeaning or like make them like do a supercut of them just talking about their mom while cuddling this girl. Like, right. I feel like they're trying to make this stereotype into something. It's
He was obviously like asked to like ramble on about his mom, you know, like cutting it with like, oh yeah, she's really nurturing, and yeah, that was awkward. Is this a new, like, how long has this been around, where, because I feel like this is some type of this date is close to the end with multiple people, and a lot of times it's in multiple seasons, like kind of the like kiss of death, like this is like the date you give someone that you're going to say bye to. Blake got this date on Tayshia's season right before hometowns, and I think he was let go before, you know, the dinner portion as well. Sort of like, okay, not feeling it, you know, and hard to catch up because it's right at the stage. And then with Matt and Serena, she's the one that wanted to leave, but still had this kind of type of date towards the end. So yeah, it doesn't typically go that well if it's at this late stage in the game and you have a lot of catch up to do. And then they had to wear like cult like this like horrible outfit, you know, like you had to change into some comfortable, like look like a cult leader.
Made me laugh when he said that.
Yeah.
And it's true. She was in this adorable little sweatsuit, and he was just like in this like cult leader outfit.
Yeah. So before the dinner portion, she her move of like coming and arriving crying at the scene crying has to say bye to him. He of course is very sweet about it, and they show the scene of the bag being taken away. I think the guys are a little bit more like expecting this exit. Rose ceremony. As mentioned, Greg and Michael have the roses. So she calls Blake, then calls Justin. So this is where we all get devastated.
Amy, the noise I made, because Ethan was also like, don't worry, like, Andrew stays. We haven't seen her jump into his arms yet. Right. I was like, oh, you are so right. Like, they're so stupid. They spoiled that. And then she's like, Justin. I'm like, what? Like, no! Right. I think Ethan and I both screamed. Like, yeah. Oh, I was devied.
Yeah. Yeah, it really didn't make sense.
I was heartbroken, and now I'm thinking about it. It makes sense because she likes him so much, but doesn't see that future with him. So she's like, yeah. I gotta let him go before it gets like even harder to do this. Where like I feel like Justin is gonna be easier for her to let go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that happens with a lot of them, where it's like, okay, I'm going to let this person go before because I care too much. Like, I don't want them to be devastated. Yeah, because he was devastated. And then, like, they have their time sitting outside, and then we see her talking to a producer and saying that she, you know, didn't feel 100% about it, and it's really hitting her. It was, like, the first decision that she, you know, wasn't really, like, sure 100%. It was the right thing.
Yeah. And I, as much as like we can go on for years like we have about, you know, like, yes, it is exploitative, like making these people cry and et cetera. But like something about this season and like has made me really like believe in how Katie's feeling. Like, I just don't think she's bullshitting us for the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing has felt insincere about what she's doing or what she's thinking or feeling. And I thought this was one of those moments that was just, like, really raw and honest. And I think her conversation with Andrew a little later was also very much along that line, where it felt very, like, it felt like a real-life conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say, it felt like a real relationship where they needed that closure, and that he... like, they had that respect for each other that he said that he wanted to come back and leave with a smile, like, not leave where he's feeling so sad. And
that, like, was so sweet, because, like, okay, so to set it up, mm-hmm. Andrew goes and knocks on her door, and, you know, she's like thrilled to see him because she's feeling like so uneasy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, he said, oh, like, our relationship wasn't crying. It was, we were happy and smiling. So I wanted to like leave. I wanted to leave this experience like that because you're so special. And as he's walking out, he gives her a note that says like, I'll be waiting for you or whatever. Did you think it was
like
an immediate waiting or a future waiting?
That was weird, because it looked like a date card that they get, you know? So it was like, if you change your mind, I'll be waiting or something. And she opens it right away, but he had said like something to read later. So I thought it was gonna be this long letter. And then she immediately like bursts into tears and like runs after him. So we get that scene. And then I was a little confused, because I was like, okay. So he said that as if like he's still in this, like he's not like giving up on it. But, and then she's kind of like saying, like, I had to hug you one more time. But then she kind of says, like, she gets caught up and is like, if you could stay a little bit longer, would you want to? And he pretty much right away, he says, well, this already happened. It's hard. Basically says no.
Do you blame him, though?
I don't. But it's like, did she call his bluff, kind of? Like, was
maybe.
It?
Maybe. So I'm kind of two minds about that, because it is like, are you calling his bluff? And it's, and, or did he mean, like, once this is all said and done, if whatever you're doing doesn't work out, call me.
That's a different scenario. Yeah, that's true. Like, if it, because in that moment right then, she's not choosing him. He kind of said, like, wow, she raced after me down the stairs, and I really wanted to say yes, but, like, I don't want to, like, get let go again.
I think that's completely fair, because it's just like, that just happened last night. Like, you didn't choose me last night, and are you just getting swept up in this? And like, if she had a clear head about it, maybe, like, sure, but she didn't have a clear head about the moment.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And I just
I wanted him to come back, though. Like, I wanted like the sort of like, oh, we haven't seen that where they have five hometowns, or, you know, like,
yeah,
where
it's, I guess,
like, but Katie, like, calls the shots and this happens.
I guess I just liked him. You know what? I thought before the rose during the rose ceremony, she was going to keep both guys. But yeah, like, what was I going to say? I don't know. Like, I think he was right about, like, hey, yeah, I need some time to cool because, like, you didn't choose me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I want you to know that, like, I still like you. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think she kind of gave it away, too, with, like, her wording. She didn't say, like, I regret it. Like, I really want you to come back. Like, I made the wrong decision. She was just like, if you could stay a little bit longer, would you want to? It's basically saying, like, want to stay one more week? You know, like, see this out. And then they, like, when they said goodbye, she's like, one more kiss. And he's like, absolutely. And they have that movie star kiss. Like, what?
I love this. I love this move. This is unfinished business. Fantastic.
Yeah. Like, we never see that. It's usually, like, such, you know, bitter Betty's heading out or just really tense or, like, you know, they have that hug and it's just really strange. But this was like, yeah, we're like, we have that spark and we're just going to go out with it. We still are like, are in the clear.
I loved it. I thought that was a fun moment. And I'm really sad that Andrew is gone.
Me too.
Two questions for you, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Is he on Paradise?
I haven't seen anything announced. Seems like he would be great fit for down there, like, great personality, but I don't
really... Is he our next Bachelor?
I know, that's the thing. I would much rather see him than Justin's probably getting eliminated next. And I've just seen so much swirl, though, around Michael, that everyone wants him for the Bachelor if he's not chosen.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't either.
But I really haven't, like, it's funny because as much as we had those conversations early on of, like, Thomas being like, well, I could be the Bachelor, I haven't really thought for a second, like, who I would want to be the Bachelor from this cast, because so many of them have seemed so very much here for Katie and, right, like, having real chemistry with Katie, that it hasn't really occurred to me that the next Bachelor is probably coming from this group of guys.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I think Justin looks the part for sure, but again, we have nothing to go off of. So I don't know that we know enough about him to, like, have built this momentum around him if he's not chosen. I could see Greg if he's not selected. Blake, I couldn't really see. Like, we've seen enough of him, kind of, like, he's been in these two seasons back to back. Michael, like, it would just feel like they're trying to do the Jason Mesnick again.
Yeah.
Like, where everyone was, like, just clamoring, like, they love the single dad thing. And it has been so long since they've done it, so it would be, like, oh, all over again.
And maybe we get, like, an older crop of women, which would be nice.
Right. Yeah. It would be something different. But I don't know. It's just rough with everything he's been through. You know, it's a little different than Jason's situation.
Mm-hmm.
So Andrew would be, yeah, totally my vote.
I'm like, sorry, I have stars in my eyes. I think I'm in love with him.
Sorry, Ethan. Yeah.
Ethan agreed with me. He's like, yeah, this is the dude.
He's so, like, you just feel like you'd brighten your day no matter what's going on.
Yeah, he's, like, charming, but not, like, suave. He's just, like, fun. I think he has a good head on his shoulders. He's serious when he needs to be, but he's fun most of the time. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just a guy you want in your corner.
And you know what? The last few episodes, he hasn't been doing his British accent, so I think that's better.
That's true. Yeah. That's a great point.
That sealed the deal. We're like, okay, now, like, we can totally be all in on him. Yeah. I hope so. I hope that would be really great. And then, yeah, that's kind of how we end it. Anything in the tease for next week? Or did you get to see, what did you think of Greg's joke-telling skills at the end of the episode?
That was a long journey
to
get to that punchline.
That was really strange. I feel like that could have been three lines. So
I loved this episode. It had everything I wanted.
Yeah.
But it was, like, different than the usual Bachelor episode, I felt like. I've been really enjoying this season.
Is next week Hometowns and the Mental All?
I think so.
Kind of like they did. I think they did that last time too.
Yeah. Which,
that's kind of nice. It breaks it up.
Yeah. As long as it's like 2 hours still.
Yeah.
So hometowns, then would we only get half of hometowns?
I don't know. Hometowns must not. That's true. I think they might do that too. Hometowns might not be that dramatic because I don't feel like we didn't see anything with like.
No, I don't remember seeing any of their families, honestly. No.
I think I saw Justin's brother say like, oh, you still have time to say I love you or something.
Yeah.
That's it. So, yeah. So it's a quick one. We have some questions and draft results. Let's do questions first.
All right. So, wow, you're saving the best for last.
Right. Jason Reed at JR 1085 says, finally caught up on my first season of The Bachelorette. Enjoyed the snitching they were doing on each other and themselves early on. Why did Katie get rid of the only drama? Why did Katie get rid of the drama in Hunter and Aaron only to dump the 2-0s an episode later? And not Andrew.
Jason, you have the correct opinions on Andrew. Thank you. I think that she dumped the drama because it was like she didn't like them enough to keep the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Where the other two guys were like chill and she liked being around them and, you know, they were good bros. And it's just easy. It's just easier sometimes.
Yeah. And I'm still not getting a real sense of like what we heard is that she was difficult and it wrapped early. So I think what we figured out is that because she was difficult because she got rid of the drama. Like the producers don't like that. They want to keep those people on longer. But I think Katie was just like, why? You know, like, yeah, let me have more time.
It led to moments that like we haven't really seen before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the nice group of guys at the end.
Yeah.
And then this is from George. Hi, ladies. Thanks for putting up with my questions each week. Since the track record of who the lead ends up with isn't that great, I've always thought a great exit move for someone in the final three or four would be to do what Andrew did tonight. Let the lead know you have strong feelings for them, are still interested, and would enjoy reconnecting if things don't work out. Do we know of any leads, if any leads ended up dating one of their former men or women, not counting the leads that switched their final choice, and it was part of the show?
I feel like there was a guy at the beginning, one of the earlier seasons, and I can't remember who kept like switching back and forth between his final two. Like after the show, like he'd date one for a while and then they break up and he'd go to one for a while and then they go back to the other one.
That's probably true. I just don't know who it is either. Might have been, was it? No, I don't know.
I don't know. Someone will tell us because I feel like that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Famous last words.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think Deanna or Emily, like the ones that kind of broke up really soon after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Not that I know of for sure. Not a question, but an observation. Katie was very torn up over letting guys go tonight. I'm guessing it's the same feeling as at the end of summer camp, family reunions, or a school year. She's made friendships with guys and is feeling the emotions of knowing she won't see them much, if at all, after this.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And also, like she said, she asked for a great guy and she got a whole group of them. I think in so many instances, casting makes the season. And I think that's why I've been enjoying the season so much, is because there's like genuinely good dudes here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just like we heard her say a few times, like, I'm so glad we met. You know, it's just kind of like, okay, I'm glad you're in my life, but yeah, it's going to be different from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
And then which group is the next Bachelor most likely to come from? Guys, Katie has let go already. One of Katie's final four, one of Michelle. Oh, I didn't even think of one of Michelle's guys or anyone else. Now I'm thinking it's probably going to be one of Michelle's guys, right? Because they'll be more recent.
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be airing Michelle's season in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Basically when they start airing Michelle's season is probably when they're going to start filming The Bachelor.
True.
And I think they don't really want to get themselves in another thing where, like, at the beginning of Matt's season, we were all so in on Katie, and by the end of that, we weren't as in on Katie. And the tide had kind of shifted, but they had already, like, the ink had kind of dried on that contract.
Yeah.
So I think they would probably, I think they'd probably try and get somebody from Katie's season.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody in the final four is really giving me needs to be Bachelor vibes.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I feel like Greg gives me Peter from Rachel's season vibes, where he's kind of just like in it for the person, not really in it for.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like he farewells the Bachelor. Like, it just doesn't seem like his temperament.
No, he's more like he's a side character with all the reactions.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. So maybe Andrew.
I think that'd be great personally.
I guess the other option would be someone that is a star in Paradise, that comes out of Paradise, is like the next Nick Vial.
I mean, I guess, but I felt like Nick was different.
Yeah. And then finally, how excited are you to see Queen Victoria? I mean, Goddess Victoria will be in Paradise. I thought we weren't excited. Yeah.
I'm like angry. Yeah. I have to talk about her. I said in one of our other podcasts that I would not spend any time talking about her.
Now we have to.
I probably will, because I have to. It's my job. But I'm going to be mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she shows growth, then great. But
right.
Something tells me she hasn't. But it's too early to judge. Although yes. I do love judging.
Sarah Nora coming in with my same conspiracy theory. Did Brendan get to stay last week because he's friends with Blake and Blake asked Katie to keep him? My conspiracy theory. I don't know if you asked her. That would be a little far.
Like, how did you both come up with this? Because it never for one fleeting second even like crossed my mind span.
Well, it was just so strange because we've seen nothing of him. So it's like, what is behind this? The only thing we know about him is from the outside that he's friends with Blake. So
yeah, I guess. But I was just like, oh, like she just enjoys his company.
Mm-hmm. They did. Like, he did say, like, when we're together, I feel like we can take on the world. Like, they must have had something, you know? Like,
yeah.
He seemed to have like he seemed to like vibe with her when they were sitting there, but we just were never shown anything else. And then she also asked, when did you know Mike P was going home? Was it the now cursed?
The moment he walked in the door.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Sarah is just like coming along with my same thoughts. Was it the now cursed physical intimacy date that took out Serena and Blake? I swear I didn't see these questions before. Was it when he started comparing Katie to his mom? Or when we saw the murder of crows right before Katie came back crying? I think I knew he was going home just based on who was left, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sort of like, this is the easy one. But yeah, those are all not good signs. Now that we are in the hometown / finale crunch time, who do you think from Katie's season has the chance to come back and be the Bachelor, ignoring Michelle's future amazing men? Okay, so are we settled on Andrew, or is that just our, like, wishful thinking talking?
Can it be both?
Right.
I'm just in my love glasses, it's hard for me to see anyone else but Andrew here.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we have a season in Vienna? That would be great.
Oh, don't tempt me, Amy.
I know.
No, I would die for that.
Or maybe they could finally film at the Canadian resort that they wanted to. Options, scenarios.
Well, the board's going to open at the end of the summer. So.
I know. Right after tourism season, right?
That's nice.
Yes. I'm honestly enjoying this season a lot more than I thought. I'm also watching with friends IRL, which I think helps with it too. But thanks for always being there and covering the season. You are welcome. Thanks for your question, Sarah. Justin Feinberg, I spent today purchasing furniture, watching last week's episode of The Bachelor, listening to your podcast last week with Mari, and watching this episode of The Bachelor. On a scale of -5 to 5, please rank my life choices for the day.
I'll give you a 4.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what? I'm giving you a full 5. I liked this episode of The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last week's. I liked last week's too, didn't I?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I didn't love it as much because I didn't feel like they utilized the drag queen super well. Okay, I'll give you a four. I'll give you a four because I thought the podcast last week with Mari was fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that like should bump you up a couple extra points, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. He also asks, is there a less attractive date activity than playing catch with giant fish? Has the Bachelor, Bachelorette finally reached rock bottom for unattractive date ideas?
I think possibly this is the worst one.
Mind that with the gum, you know?
Yeah.
And then this is, hi, Amy and Haley, longtime listener. Pretty sure I've been listening your entire tenure, question mark, and part-time DM sliding. Hi, Haley. Okay, that's awesome. Love the longtime listeners. Since Katie is so sex positive and this entire season has been seemingly on her own terms, do you think she'll be the one to propose instead of having the guys do it? I've always resented that the women don't propose in The Bachelorette, so I'm hoping Katie is the first one to break that gender norm. Anyway, love y'all. Thank you for this content. It makes me smile every week. Cheers, Rachel. Oh, that's so sweet. And that is a really good question.
I love that idea because I feel like so often on The Bachelor, like you do have the guy picking the woman and like proposing because they know that's in their heart, like in their heart of what they feel. Mm-hmm. Where I feel like if you're the guy proposing on a Bachelorette season, she like just told you that you're the one. And I feel like that's whiplash. And I would love to see the woman be like, hey, I would like, would you marry me? Because I want to get married to you. Like, I would love that, I think.
Yeah, would love to see it. Do you think it's going to happen?
No, I don't.
No.
Heteronormative bullshit that is The Bachelorette.
Yeah. Like,
we're working on it. Like, we are working on it. And I think that could be an interesting step.
Yeah, definitely.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right. As I pull up the draft results, can you let people know where to email us their questions? Because that's a surefire way to make sure your question gets asked.
You can send us an email at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
All right. So let's see here. We have from George. Amy leads with 99 and has Michael and Justin left. Okay. Feeling okay about that. Haley has 82 but lost all her team this week.
I'm mad.
Yeah. Brian is closing the gap, 76 points, but only has Greg left.
I'm double mad. He's going to surpass me by next week. Like, easy peasy pumpkin squeezy. Just in kiss points.
Yeah. He's just making it dramatic. And listeners have 22 points and Blake. So there you go. And then, yeah, Brian tweeted, let's go, Greg. So that's where we're at.
I'm mad. What can I say?
Yeah. So.
But you know who can brighten my day?
Who?
Doug.
Oh, yeah. I knew there was something.
It was Doug's birthday last week. Happy birthday to Doug.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
So Doug said, what type of degree does one need to be a professional cuddle queen? Also, how did Cuddle Queen Jean get into this business? If I showed up and called myself Cuddle Bug Doug, I would 1,000% be arrested. If anyone
all right, new business idea. Cuddle Bug Doug. I love it.
It could definitely at least be a stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some merchandising.
Yeah. Did Andrew realize that he will definitely make more as an influencer than he ever will playing American football in Austria? Also, do you think he will now try to appear on the Austrian version of The Bachelor?
Ooh.
I don't know how great his German is.
Yeah. I don't know.
If he's relying on the English accent, I don't think his German is up to snuff.
Right. But maybe that would be okay. You know, they're probably bilingual and let me see if he's been influencing anything lately. Andrew Spencer. Doesn't look like it too much.
It's coming. It's coming soon. I think they might have to wait till the season's over.
Yeah. That's true.
Imagine for a moment that you are the Bachelorette. Would you rather have an unflattering sculpture of your ass displayed on national TV or be on a date with someone who said your cuddling skills were comparable to his mom? I gotta say, a sculpture of my butt. Right?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's right. Not like they've actually seen it.
Right.
I don't know. If I put my tinfoil hat on, it seems like Blake may have just showed up to be on Paradise. Either that or he wanted to showcase his pornographic painting skills. What do you think about that? He doesn't seem like a Paradise dude to me.
He seems like he would definitely be cast on there. You know, yeah. That's, I think, where we thought he was headed after Tayshia's season, for sure. But he seems like he's really there for her. I don't know. Maybe I'm just buying into it too much, but
I'm also buying into it.
Yeah.
You must compete in one activity on a date. Fish toss with property damage, gross public bubble gum kiss, or a trip to the vagina painting gallery. Which do you choose?
The gallery.
Yeah, the gallery. That's the only choice. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I like an art museum. What can I say?
Yeah.
That's all from Doug this week. It's all from us this week. Another quick one. Look at us go. It's like we need Mari with us every week, so it goes over an hour.
She's determined to make it longer, and it works.
Yeah.
Anytime we have a guest. But I actually have something to promote for later this week. H and I will be back covering Married at First Sight.
Yay!
So season 13, I want to say.
I truly cannot believe
I know
that is happening.
Yes. So, yeah. Hopefully it's out Friday or Saturday. But yeah, follow at RHAP Recapper to see when that comes out, or just subscribe to their wrap-ups feed. I'm very excited to let us back.
You guys have your own feed for that?
You know what? I think we might be this time.
Okay, so cool.
That would be cool. Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. If you want to check out what I'm reading, you can follow my my Instagram blog, The Strong Library. I just finished reading the second Bridgerton book. I loved it.
Nice.
Did I liked
you watch
the first,
show too?
I read the first book. I watched the first six episodes. What is it? Six episodes? Until they got married and did it. And then I stopped watching.
Okay.
But then I read the second book and I loved the second book. So I'm really excited for that season to come out.
Nice.
Very excited. I'm looking forward to reading the next one too. So we'll see.
Awesome. All right. Anywhere else people can find you recording, or are you just kind of sticking with Bachelor for now?
Right now, I'm just on a Bachelor only thing, like, which is kind of like not too bad. It's a nice summer vacation for me.
Yeah. You can just focus on,
but like, honestly,
the shows.
Yeah. Like, if you really want to hear me talk about other stuff, like, just truly there is 7 years worth of BS on this recorded. Truly hundreds of hours of me spewing BS that you can just go back and listen to. Would I advise going back to the early ones? No. But it's an option. I don't know how to I don't know how to do that.
Yeah,
but
a lot of scrolling.
You're smarter than me. You could.
Right. All right. Well, it's been fun as always, and we will be back next week to cover hometowns and mental. All right. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.